And someone to take me, someone to take me away from this place, from city to city, down to town, run around on the street of a clown. That desperate, no count, desperado, feeling alone. That my business is the street. I've been shaking on down in old Colorado. Oh, so sad. If they wear it, don't it can't be beat. Oh, it seems that the world keeps on turning, but till I don't doubt it, but it just keeps on. Something real, something to feel. I can't find a soul who's staying in this mess. It's those rock and roll hours, oh, crazy out in power. Please, darling, set my mind at I'm begging. Please, darling, set my mind at so it seems that the world keeps on turning, but so I don't doubt it. It just keeps on moving. Tell it to you, skinny back. I'm gonna tell it to you, skinny back. Tell it to you, skinny back. Thank you. This next song is a story. And as all... I'm talking, okay? And as with all good stories... And as with all good stories, this story begins with a... with an oom-pa-pa. Everybody, clap your hands together. Sweaty bulldog stood in the sun. Stone village swamp man, slow motion on tender pole police walker. Precious birthday fudge, swamp knife full nail. Walker done done me and I blew up. Couldn't stand you up. Happened all the time. Repeat Okibo. Bitter toothless flesh, shabby pimpled chin slime, evil milky rash, me and Hapua, spastic dead-eyed hound, oozing dreadlock skull cap, we're coming to your town,
we'll help you party down,
me and Hapua, we couldn't care fewer, it happens all the time, we beat Okibo, me and Hapua. Couldn't give you up. It happens all the time. We beat Okibo. Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there lived a cat.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul R. Languedoc.
Ladies and gentlemen, once upon a time in a land far, far away, there lived the Languedoc family. And little Paul Languedoc, he had a cute little pet, and it was a furry little baby cat. And he was so happy because he didn't have any friends. So this cat made him feel right at home. At least he had one friend. The cat had no choice, of course, but that's okay. Anyway, the cat's name was Poster Nutbag. And one day, Poster Nutbag took off from Paul's bedroom and started wandering into town. And he walked slowly down the sidewalk, and everything was hunky-dory. Until he rounded a corner, and there in front of him stood Harpua, the big, ugly, mean, fat, sweaty bulldog from the last song. Harpua was looking at the cat, and Harpua is thinking ugly thoughts. It looked like there was going to be a fight. And poor Paul was back in his room, unknowing
that any second a bloody fight was about to begin. Harpua let out a low growl as he looked at the cat and thought to himself, I'm gonna sink my teeth into this hot furry flesh. Poster Nutbag coiled his body into a deadly arch and knew that the fight was about to begin. And Harpua let a big drop of saliva drip onto the ground before him. Look, the storm's gone.
Paul?
Yes, Dad.
I've got some bad news.
What is it, Dad?
It's about your feline poster.
You mean Poster Nutbag? Your cat died!
About a goldfish.
I don't want a goldfish.
Then how about a crawfish?
I don't want a crawfish.
Or halibut.
I don't want a halibut.
What?
I want a dog.
And it needs lubrication each day. There's a dog in the station contemplating rotation as a form of recreation and play. It's a sign of the nation's decay. But the dog in the station doesn't need a vacation as the people rush by.
attack you. I try to kill you when I come away, but I do attack you! Cause you're a big
black furry creature from Mars. Big black furry creature from Mars. Big black furry creature from Mars. You're a big black furry creature from Mars.
When we go out to eat, what do I do? I try to kill you! Cause you're a big
black furry creature from Mars. Big black furry creature from Mars. Big black furry creature from Mars. Big black furry creature from Mars.
Chicken around, chicken run around. Keep checking it around. Pick it up, pick it up. Cause you're a big black furry creature from Mars. Big black furry creature from Mars. Big black furry creature from Mars. This is so long.
Big black furry creature from Mars.
Big black furry. I can't even hear you.
Big black furry creature from Mars.
Big black furry.
You're a big black furry creature from Mars. Big black furry creature from Mars. Big black furry creature from Mars.
Big black furry creature from Mars. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks. Thank you. We'd like to do a little Jimmy Buffett now. Songs by Jimmy Buffett.
Sanity never came my way.
Came his way.
Never came.
don't know what I'll do today, cause Sweaty never came my way. Lost my mind just a couple of times.
His mind
a couple of times. You could spend nickels, spend your dimes, but I lost my mind just a go home.
We're Jimmy Buffett. Good night. I've seen it raining fire in the sky. My old fiddle got me a cake on the griddle. You want to hear a stupid song or? Yeah. We know a lot of, we know plenty of those. So. We're gonna lighten it up a bit. We're gonna lighten it up a bit. This isn't really a stupid song. This is a special song. This is an important song.
This is a dance song.
This is Red Rocks! This is the Edge! No, really, this is a song about... We want to get serious here because now that we have your attention, we want to talk about... We want to talk about an important
diarrhea.
Man who could have an important effect on everybody in this room's life if they were willing to take the chance to let this person into their hearts and beings. Because this is a special man. This man was a great philosopher many years ago. Author of the Helping Friendly book, the book that could change your life the way it changed ours. And I hope that someday that you people will all have the chance to read the Helping Friendly book and experience the wisdom of the great and knowledgeable man who wrote the Helping Friendly book, because he is the great and knowledgeable, he is the one, the only author of the great Helping Friendly book, he is the man, the great man, the only, the special. Who wrote the Helping Friendly book? His name could only be the one, the only, the author of the Helping Friendly book! a cold and lonely night,
run in the face of her fright.
Look at her face tonight.
Thank you.
Chance to display your choreographic talents.
Camelot. Thank you. Good night.
Please remember to leave huge tips for your waitresses and bartenders that waited this extra special 10 minutes for you to clear quickly out of here.
Ninja, tomorrow night. Right here.
You better be there.